one of the measures of a country's economic health is the amount of foreign reserves it has in the central bank for financing foreign trade, payment for imports, and many other obligations. Because of what has happened to the oil sector, this is the position. Uganda has the reserves that can enable it survive for 4 months. Kenya has foreign reserves for 4.9 months. Rwanda has the reserves in the central bank 4.9 months. The same thing, 4.9 months for Tanzania. Burundi has the reserves of 1 month. Somalia has the reserves of half a month. DRC has the reserves of 3 months. South Sudan has the reserves of half a month, not even one month. In absolute terms, South Sudan's reserves are $74 million, equivalent to half a month. We have a problem in the oil sector that has a result in the current liquidity crisis, starting with the good policy of allocating oil for infrastructure. When that thing was done, it turned out the payment was actually in oil rather than in cash. So paying in oil means the contractor sells the oil and banks the money he deems fit. So the amount allocated for infrastructure was no longer sold by the government. The government has what we call oil marketing committee, which normally sells the oil. Minister of Finance, Minister of Petroleum, Bank of South Sudan, Minister of Trade, and so on and so on. Prior to this arrangement, this committee would sit, vet the contractors, I mean, the bidders want to buy our oil, award, and the whole amount would be received in the account of the Minister of Finance with the Bank of South Sudan. When we reverted to this system and giving our cargoes, the beneficiaries of the cargoes do not sell the oil and bring the dollars in. When you export something, you are paid in foreign currency, dollars in particular. You use that dollar to build your foreign reserves. Now, when the oil is sold by individuals and banked outside, you lose two things. You lose the money and you lose the foreign reserve aspect, the foreign currency aspect as a reserve. That practice led us to systematically lose the foreign reserve aspect because the dollars no longer flow in. And therefore, no dollars in the central bank, meaning now no dollars to the commercial banks, meaning no dollars to the business community to use for what? For imports. So far, we are very lucky. Our markets are full of whatever you want. Food items, building materials, fuel, pharmaceuticals, they are there. But they are not funded through the banking system. The banking system has long ago lost confidence. So the business community has long ago lost confidence in the banking system because they benefit nothing. So there's no incentive for the money they realize through the sale of their commodities. There's no incentive for them to take them to the bank. They keep it outside. This brings us to another problem. Our streets are afloat with the foreign currency in form of dollars. In other places, and contrary to the regulation of the Bank of South Sudan, dollars come in and go straight to the streets. That's where the business people go and scoop the dollars. That can never happen in Uganda, Tanzania, Ethiopia, or anywhere else. In Uganda, if you go to a forex bureau in order to send money out and you produce a $100 bill, they will say no. Go and change it into Uganda shilling first. Then we'll come and send it wherever you want to send it. With us, we let the dollars be in the parallel market. So the availability of dollars in the streets encourages the business community to hoard local currency in order to buy from this one, since there are no dollars in the banking system. We, I think, have a lot of work to do to see how we can go back to the initial idea of selling oil by the government so that the dollar element, the dollar flow first comes to the government and then it is taken to the central bank and down the line to the commercial banks and to the business community. We need to do this. It's going to be difficult and painful, but we need to do it if we are serious about delivering or implementing the social contract. Then this way, one, charging realistic rates for taxes and taming the monetary aspect of our policies will enable us to be viable members of the neighborhood or the community. But this way, honorable members, we have a lot to do.